Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. So after 3, 1, 2, 3. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
Okay, you can all take away seat, okay? So boys and girls, we were learning all through this week what these memory verses mean. So I'm just going to have a wee go through it now for all the mummies and daddies so that they can listen to it as well, okay? So can anyone remind me, what is grace? So grace is something that you are given in which you do not deserve. So hands up, who has ever done anything bad? Who's ever done anything bad? I know I can definitely put my hand up, that's right. We have all done something bad and we have to be punished for that. But grace is whenever you have done something, but then someone else will take your punishment. And that is what this verse is talking about. This said, because Jesus, he came to die for us, that we can have our punishment for our sin taken away. And that is the gift of God. What is the gift of God? Who came to die for us on the cross? Yes, that's right. Jesus, he came to die for us on the cross to take away our punishment. And it says, this is not by your own doing. So does that mean coming to church will get you the gift of God? No. Does that mean giving money to people who need it? Does that mean that you'll get the gift of God? No. What about even if you said your prayers, will that get you the gift of God? No, that's right. How do you get this gift of God? Yes. That's right, by asking the Lord Jesus into your heart to take away your sin. Boys and girls, I think some of you are sleeping, but I think we're going to have to do a competition. Not between the boys and the girls, but between the kids and the adults. Who do you think will win? Do you think it will be the mummies and the daddies or the kids? Of course it's going to be the kids. Okay, so we're going to have a wee game of ping pong. So we're all going to say, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. And then any of the kids here and those in the green shirts, we're going to say the first word. And then everyone else is going to say the second word. And then we're going to say the next word. And then, okay, so like ping pong. Do you think you can do it, kids? Yes. Do you think you can do it, grown-ups?
Yes.
The grown-ups sound a wee bit more convincing, so you are going to have to pull out all the stops, okay? So after 3, 1, 2, 3. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
For
grace
have
saved
faith,
this
not
own
it
is
the
of. That was good. I don't know, I heard John an awful lot there. I think because he's so close to me, I could hear him really well. But you all did very, very good. So I think we're going to move on to our second verse that we also learnt. And that is Acts chapter 16, verse 31. So boys and girls, will we stand up again to get you all awake? Everyone stand up again. And we'll say after 3, 1, 2, 3. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
That's perfect. You can all sit back down.
Okay, so boys and girls, what does it mean to be saved?
I think there's a hand up in the very, very back. Do you know what it is, Tilly? Oh, does Granny?
That's right, to be saved from your sins. So that means that whenever we have sin in our hearts, we are separated from God for now and forever. And that's really sad. But if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and say sorry for all of the wrong things that you have done, you will be saved. Do you think we should do it again? The boys versus, or the kids versus the grown-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you think you can really put out all the stops this time? Okay. So I think this time we'll let the grown-ups say the first word, and then we're going to say the second word, just to make sure that everyone's brain is working. Do you think you can do that? Yeah? Okay. So after three, one, two, three. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. On
the Lord
Christ,
you
be
sealed.
That was really good. It was really hard to determine who was the winner. But, you know, this is Holiday Bible Club, so it's for the kids. So I think the kids might have just pulled it through. Okay? Now let's see. Do we have any boy or girl who thinks that they could come up here and say one of the verses? There might even be some sweets in the running for it, because I know that makes the hands go up. Let's see. Grace, do you want to come up and say one? A wee screen up here, so I think we'll just turn it all off so we'll have no cheating. What do you say, Grace? Yes. And which verse would you like to say? You'd like to say Ephesians? And would you like to say Acts? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, Grace, would you like to go first?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
Well done. Okay. So John's going to go find you some sweets, so make sure John makes sure you get a sweetie. Would you like to have a wee go?
The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Perfect. Okay, so if you all want to stand up, all the kids that is. Okay, and I think we're going to turn round. Okay, so everyone turn round. And if you're too small to see over the big adults, stand up in the pews. We'll allow you to do it once. Okay, and first of all, wave to your mummies and daddies if you see them, or anyone. Just wave to everyone so we can get that out of the system. Okay, and then we're going to say our last verse, okay? So we're going to say Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Dinkies can all do it? I think we will. Okay? So after three, one, two, three. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Okay, you can all turn around. But before you sit down, so for those who have sat down, I think you all did a really good job. So put your hand in the air, put it behind your back, and give yourself a good pat in the back. Okay? So, and you can all sit back down.